right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Sky Daddy, of course. We're right here at the Birdcage at historic Whiskey Row in beautiful, beautiful Prescott, Arizona. And, of course, we're doing the Mile High Show. You're all listening on your computers and your laptops and all your telephones and your cell phones and computer land. You never believe who I got standing next to me. This is, ladies and gentlemen, I got Chuck Hall. Chuck Hall standing right next to me. This is a very exciting episode for me because I don't even know if Chuck knows the influence that he's had on my life. But how you doing, Chuck?
Great, man. How you doing, Sky?
I'm doing great. All right. Chuck Hall, ladies and gentlemen, there in computer land. Chuck Hall is a guitar player down in Phoenix that I've known when I was in high school. I was listening to him play music, and I went to this. Chuck, I want to tell you a story. I went to to the blues festival in Mesa, Arizona. And because I was too young to go in the bars,
yep.
So I was listening to Bob Quartor's Lowdown Blues every single Sunday night with my little tape recorder, my play and record, and I was taping some historic blues recordings, and I heard something about a Mesa amphitheater in Mesa, Arizona, and it's all ages, and I was sold. So I went down there, and I think you were the headliner, and my life, you're an idol. When I was in college, I went to see it. Chars Has the Blues every time you played there, the open mics. I remember watching you, and I was just a shy kid. You know, I was nothing at all what I am today. I was shy, and I was introverted, and so I never met you. I met you just about a year ago, or less than a year.
That's when you were shy, Daddy. Sorry.
Nice. I'm a little bit nervous, to be honest with you.
Oh, man.
Have you on the show.
Well, you know, my wife told me that when you spoke on the phone with her, what an influence I'd had on you, and that blows me away, dude. I appreciate that so much, because the whole idea of playing is just to kind of spread the good frequencies, or whatever you want to call them, around.
Awesome.
And I know that there's been some people that have had that kind of influence on me.
Yeah.
So if you say that to me, I take that as the highest kind of compliment, man.
Well,
I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You got me curious. What are some of the people that had that influence on you?
Well, for starters, my mom, she's a classical pianist, so as far back as I can remember, I heard her playing and her choice in music, you know, that we would listen to.
Right.
So cool. That's probably my most elemental influence right there.
That's so cool.
It blows me away. She's still kicking, teaching, and so, and every chance I get, you know, I love to hear her play. It puts me back to where I was about 6 years old in the living room listening.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
So you come from a musical family.
Especially my mom. Yeah, my dad had great taste, but he kind of had a tin ear for making music.
That's really funny. My story is the exact opposite. My father's in the Glee Club, and he sings at church, and he's got a real powerful voice. My mother is tone deaf.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was the opposite. Yeah, my dad was definitely tone deaf.
I got to tell you, I was at the Birdcage about this summer. Mm-hmm. For one of their art things right here at the Birdcage. They do an art thing every Tuesday night. And there's artists that come in here and paint, and they have a guest musician. And my friend Brian, who worked here at the Birdcage, he told me, I heard on the microphone that we got Chuck Hall come in. And I'm thinking, no, it's got to be, you know, Chuck Hall. Maybe that's not, you know, there may be somebody else with that name. You know, it's not like Sky. It's Chuck.
That's true.
So, but there you were, and I could not believe it. It's like, wow. And I told Brian, I said, thank you so much for getting this guy in.
Oh, dude, thanks. And, my wife and I were new to Prescott around that time. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool of Brian to get me up. I just kind of walked in and said, I thought it was open mic tonight. And he goes, well, sort of. And then he got me up, and we're pals now.
Cool.
And while I'm at it, I'd really like to thank you. Because I got a feeling this will help us, you know, kind of work our way into Prescott a little more.
Really? I don't think you should need any help. I think people should say, this Chuck Hall, get him in. That's what I think.
When and if they do, I like that.
Well, I was surprised to see you with a classical guitar that day, because I know you as playing those, you know, Telecaster, Stratocaster, and playing with the Chuck Hall and the Brick Wall. There's a really powerful blues band.
Right.
A blues rock band. I was kind of surprised to see you had that classical. Does that have anything to do with your mom?
You know, it's been quite a journey. I'll give you the short version.
Okay.
I still do the power trio. Right, it's not the brick wall anymore.
Okay.
But it is a big, loud electric blues thing that I do.
Yeah.
I don't do it very much. In the last 2.5 years or so, I've always had a nylon string guitar near me.
Yeah.
and I would noodle around and go, wow, that's cool, put it down and forget about it.
Yeah.
You know, and then a week later, I'd pick it up and I'd go, noodle something else. Mm-hmm. Well, about two and a half years ago, I started to get the idea, I need to finish this stuff. This is really eating at me.
Like that.
This, and it's just flowing.
Yeah.
So, right, and fortunately, my wife loves me enough that she put up with me through this 8 hours of play in a day and not working any, not making any money or doing anything.
Yeah.
Without her, I couldn't have done this. You know, at the age where I'm supposed to be able to support myself.
I got you. I got a good one too. My girl's amazing as well. She's
such a
supporter.
Yeah, if I'd started when I was 12 on this little journey, you know, my mom and dad probably would have continued to feed me. But the nylon string thing is, I don't put any regulations on what comes out.
Right.
And the ideas are real simple and endless. They just keep coming. I don't know why. And but the hard part, of course, is finishing everything and making it, you know, comprehensible for when you play it for people. So in the last two and a half years, I've written about 34 pieces, and wow. I've picked up about seven or eight covers, which I chuck up to my specs.
Right on. I saw you that day you played at the Birdcage, but I haven't heard you on the nylon string since then, so I can't wait to hear what songs you got for us today. You know, before we talk about the songs, I want to tell you that I saw a video of Eric Clapton playing Key to the Highway on a nylon string. I didn't think it was going to work, but I'm listening, I'm like, yeah, it sounds really nice.
It's a whole different approach, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, because when I'm on my steel strings, and I still use a Tele and a Strat, absolutely, got to have one of each. There's a lot of bending and a lot of sustain and stuff. So when you get on that, you know, it's a whole different approach, and you think about the music differently, and you play it differently. And I love what's coming out because of that.
That's cool. That's the original guitar in Spain. You know, when they made the guitars, it was the steel strings is relatively a new thing.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, tell me about some of the songs you're going to play. The first one is called Trainwreck. I like the name.
Trainwreck. Yeah, it's. When you hear it, you might understand, because it goes from something that sounds like medieval elves frolicking in a forest to swamp, like Louisiana swamp sound. You know, it's kind of a... So what I did is I got these two disparate ideas, and one day it dawned on me, I ought to put them together. So I did. I kind of crushed them together. And at the end... A friend of mine pointed out at the end, it sounds like a train pulling into the station.
Oh, neat.
And that was totally unintentional.
Right.
And somebody pointed that out to me, and I went, God, you're right.
Yeah.
And the name Train Wrecked is just kind of train wrecked together.
That's cool. I've written a few songs myself. It's hard to come up with a name of an instrumental. There's no words in it. How do you do it? I guess that answers that question.
You know, the music, one thing my mom taught me very, very young, and to this day, it gets stronger with me, actually. To visualize what the composer was looking for in his music and was presenting in his music. Okay. And this was when I lived in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, never seen the Grand Canyon. Well, one of the piece she taught me this with is called the Grand Canyon Suite.
Oh.
And she's like, okay, if you listen now, it's peaceful and you can hear the birds and the river. And now here comes a storm, you know, boom, in the background. Cool. And sure enough, 1984, when I saw the canyon for the first time, I'm standing on the rim. The minute I looked at it, I had the piece in my head.
Wow.
So
it comes that easy. Wow.
The music can be very visual if you'll let it be. And it is for me, just naturally. Wow. And I don't know if it works that way for everybody, but that's where these titles come up with. Okay. Or they sound like an emotion or a color, you know, or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
The next song you're going to play is I'm not even going to try it. It's in Spanish.
Well, yeah, my Spanish is wonderful. Paco Loco y el Toro.
I like it already.
Okay.
I haven't even heard a note of the song. I'm already a fan.
I have no idea how I wrote this piece of music, but it just came to me about 10 years ago. And I used to let this stuff sit, and I wouldn't finish it.
Right.
This was one of the very first ones I finished, but I never played it for anybody until the last few years.
Oh.
And the more I listened to it, I thought, this sounds like that dance between the bullfighter and the bull.
Oh.
And they are. They're dancing. You know, if you watch them. I'm not a fan of bullfighting, but I've seen it.
Sure.
And that's just what it sounded like to me. And I originally called it Paco y el Toro Loco. I thought the bull was crazy, but then I realized, nah, the bull is just pissed. And you got to be kind of crazy to get in the ring with a pissed bull.
Oh, okay. It's him that's crazy. Bull. So it's the guy that's crazy.
Yeah,
not
Paco. Paco Loco y el Toro. Loco.
That means crazy Paco.
Yeah, yeah, oh, exactly.
I took 2 years. Estudio español 2 años en la escuela.
Well, yeah, that's way beyond me, man.
All right, well, I can't. I imagine it has a Spanish sound to that song.
It totally does.
Cool.
And that came out about 10 years ago, right in the middle of me doing nothing but trio, electric trio.
Okay.
I have no idea where it came from.
Okay.
Just sat down one day with a guitar, wow, and bam, it started coming out.
I sure wish songs were that easy for me.
Well,
everybody's different. I guess every song is different.
The hard part is finishing the things.
Right. I hear you.
Yeah, oh, man.
I know exactly what you mean. Some songs take me 2 minutes. Some of them take 3 years. Seriously.
I've got one that took me 40 years.
Wow.
To finish.
Wow, you started and you knew there had to be more?
Well, my wife, once again, I mean, she's been such an influence on this part of my career. She kept saying, that's cool, you got to finish that. And I'm like, wow, I'm too lazy. You know, that's too much work.
Now, you are a fantastic singer, but all these songs,
you are.
But you're an amazing, amazing guitar player. So what's unique about this tonight is that they're all going to be instrumental tunes.
All instrumentals, yeah.
As a musician, I'm really stoked about it. And you got one more song you want to play.
Yeah, for the main thing. It's called All That Jazz.
Cool.
And there was the movie about Bob Fosse, the choreographer on Broadway. And it was called All That Jazz.
All That Jazz, okay.
That's when I first started playing it, that's what jumped into my head.
Oh, okay.
And then I like to say, you know, I think I can fake anything for about 5 minutes. So I'm faking some jazz with that one.
I'm sure that it doesn't sound like you're faking it. I can't, because you are, I can't say it enough. I'm really blessed to even be talking to you right now.
Oh, thank you so much, man.
It looks like they're about ready to start the thing. So, hey, by the way, of course, you're listening to the Mile High Podcast show. This is the Sky Daddy show. We're talking to Chuck Hall. Do you have a website?
I do. And even more modern, and it's not modern anymore, but it's more modern for me. My wife created a Facebook page.
Okay.
Chuck Hall Music.
Chuck Hall Music. So search for Chuck Hall Music on Facebook, and that's how they can find you.
Right. And the easiest way to find me, period, is just Google Chuck Hall, and my website is the first thing that pops up.
Okay.
And then the Facebook page is right in there somewhere.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Hall, he lives in Prescott, Arizona now, from Phoenix. So anyway, we're going to listen to some of his tunes, and I guess that's it for this part of the show.
Awesome, man. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much again. Thanks, Skye.
What a great night at the podcast tonight. That was Chuck Hall. We're going to listen to him on the podcast, everybody, at Mile High. MileHighShow.com. You can go, everybody can go there and listen to Chuck Hall and experience what you just experienced tonight. You know, give it a couple weeks before we launch it, but it's going to be up there pretty soon. So everybody, I'm talking to everybody at the Birdcage right now. If you want to listen to what Chuck Hall just did, visit themilehighshow.com or just milehighshow.com. And it's also on iTunes. It's also on iTunes. All right, so anyway, of course, for the Mile High Show, I want to mention that we are at the Birdcage in historic Whiskey Row in beautiful, beautiful Prescott, Arizona. We're here every single Wednesday night, and we're going to see you next Wednesday. Hope you guys can come down to the Birdcage at the on beautiful, beautiful Prescott, Arizona every single Wednesday night. Every once in a while, we're recording. We record more than we don't record, so you're probably going to come, and we probably will be recording for the Mile High Show. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen at the Birdcage, give it up one more time for Chuck Hall. We're going to have, yeah, give him up. Yeah. Wow. Prescott is way blessed to have.